That rain that brought deadly flooding and mud flows to Montecito in Southern California is now over, but the search for the missing continues. At least 15 people have died. Those numbers are expected to rise. 50 were rescued by helicopter. Search teams pulled a baby from the muck and revived her. Officials predicted this could happen because of the Thomas Fire on December 4th, the largest wildfire in California history, which scorched the region. An official ordered evacuations, but only an estimated 10 to 15% left. Lance Orozco is news director at KCLU. He's in the area in Santa Barbara County. Lance, what are you seeing?
Well, Robin, I'm actually in the foothills near where the mudslide started in an area called Toro Canyon. Huge, huge boulders the size of cars. And you can see, you know, the force of this. It just basically tore rocks and other debris from the mountainside and pulled it down into this community. In Montecito, there's basically, you've got some beautiful houses that are right up against the mountains, and then steep slopes, and then about 6 miles down from there is the ocean. So it's basically mountains, these beautiful houses and mansions and ranches, and then the ocean itself. So the water just tore through here in a path all the way down to the ocean, closing a main coastal highway as well as causing the death and destruction in Montecito itself.
Yeah, terrible. And you say beautiful homes. Oprah Winfrey, Rob Lowe, Ellen DeGeneres live in this area. We spoke to firefighters who are battling the wildfires around December 4th about that, heard about that. Oprah has tweeted out that her home is okay. But boy, the devastation. I mean, people are describing this mud moving cars, moving the debris that was left from the fires.
It did. It just, the force of it is incredible. And one firefighter told me that normally, if the rain occurred in the mountains in the ridge above Montecito, it would take about a day for the water to work its way down. But because the slopes have been stripped bare, it moves in 15 minutes. Mm. So there's really no way to even predict it accurately when something like that happens. It comes and it roared through here. And even though people knew there was a danger, it just came through here before they could do anything to really alert people.
And this was about 3 o'clock in the morning when it happened. What are people saying? I mean, we've heard descriptions, you know, it sounded like a freight train. What are people saying that heard it?
A lot of people said they heard a roar first, and I think a lot of it was because there was some very, very heavy rainfall that preceded it. And so they heard the roar, and they knew that something was up, but I think nobody pictured it was going to be something of this scale. People are used to getting heavy rain in this area from time to time, but just nobody thought it was going to turn into something like this. And then some people describing it, I think, like you said, as a freight train coming through, and then boom, it was there.
Yeah. Look, there was the warning, and people in California, as you know, they know about mudslides further south. The PCH is constantly closed because of boulders tumbling down and mudslides coming down. They knew that the fires had scorched, denuded the mountainside. You know, why didn't more people leave?
First of all, you know, the Thomas Fire burned for more than a month. It started on December 4th, and technically it's technically not out now. It's still technically at 92% containment, although this rainfall obviously is going to help with the final containment. But a lot of people in this area of Montecito were out of their homes for around 2 weeks. So they had evacuated for 2 weeks, and then they got this new evacuation order. And even though authorities were very, very vocal about it, they had a news conference last Friday, and then the Monday, the day before the storm hit, they said, okay, everybody, you know, mandatory evacuations for part of Montecito and the rest of Montecito, voluntary evacuation orders. They were very clear that there was a big danger, and they said the storm's going to be big. A lot of people were just, I think, burned out on the whole evacuation thing, and they said, no, we don't see flames, we don't see smoke. And they didn't sense the danger, I think, the same way that you do with a brush fire.
Yeah, they're calling it evacuation fatigue. Well, but now, you know, so many deaths, so many more expected. People must be shell-shocked.
People are very shocked. I think a lot of people think this couldn't happen here. And, you know, disasters can happen anywhere. But Montecito, again, it's like as I stand here and I look at the foothills, and it's almost surreal because it's sunny. There's just some light clouds. You wouldn't know. If you looked in the wrong direction, you wouldn't know that anything was wrong. And there's just these beautiful mansions and estates, and it seems like a very idyllic lifestyle here. And it is, except for when disaster hits.
Yeah. Lance Orozco, news director of KCLU in Montecito in Santa Barbara County, the site of terrible, deadly mudslides. Lance, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.